This time on Matters. Call me, I'm a ghost.
The great 2000 Matters schism.
Mathers.
The Money Pit, it's a great movie.
Everybody just cool out.
That's all I had, man.
All this in dead silence on this episode of
Matters.
Merry Christmas.
The string.
Crown.
The crown. Merry Christmas.
Adding jingle bells to the effects. His name is Matt. His name is Matt. And that's all that matters. Yeah. Welcome to Matters, where two guys named Matt talk about what matters to them. I'm Matt Noss. Across from me is Matt Rose. How you doing, Matty?
I'm fine. Did you notice how Matt pivoted from to the right of me to across from me?
That's correct.
Yeah. You know what? Do you know who's actually joining us on time this week?
Hey! Guess we didn't have a choral concert this week.
Listen.
Nerd!
Oh, man. That last episode, guys, that was nuts. That was great.
Thanks.
I
don't patronize us.
Okay, I still haven't listened.
The sweetest mystique.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
The thinnest
I haven't listened either, so it's okay.
I believe it.
The last thing I want to do is listen to my own voice. So I hear it like all the time when I'm home and I'm yelling at the cats.
Once again, thank you for listening to Matters, where you don't, where you just went, I don't mind it.
And, that is enough out of you, listener.
And kept soldiering on, hoping that someday we would talk about something that matters to you.
Yeah, something that's apparently not comic books or butts.
Well, butts matter to everybody.
Butts do matter. Every butt matters.
Yes, indeed. Back joining us in Matters Studios is Eric Hanke, behind the wheels of steel and everything production. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing so well. We're so glad to be back.
We're so excited.
I just
want to
make sure everyone knew every butt matters was a joke.
We figured it out.
but you two figured. I don't know if
that's
anyone
true.
Else. Like that was
if that's the thing
God
that tips the scale.
Yeah, you know what? I said it, not Matt. So just take that with a grain of salt.
Matt said it.
You're right. You
if
before we started recording, Matt was just like, like one butt matters. No, all butts matter. And then Eric and I were like, whoa, where did this come from?
Really inappropriate,
and then,
Matt.
And then you put on your Make America Great Again.
Look, I wow. It's a toque, Matt. My Make America Great Again toque. Oh, boy. Yep. Now at home, listeners are going, well, I've never written an angry missive before. But I guess
dear,
there's a
link to a podcast.
Dear shit for brains.
Dear at Matters Pod. Fuck off. You guys are jackasses.
Go eat a boner.
All boners matter, man.
Oh, hey, here's another nasty gram. You don't eat boners, idiots.
You suck on them.
Well, no, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Signed at Turd Ferguson. Eric, Matt, it is indeed time for us to delve deep into matters and talk about something that's actually been on my mind lately.
Oh, let's hear it.
No, and I figured, what better way to talk about this podcast than this podcast?
Oh,
no. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. I was just, what? You need a pencil?
There we go.
No,
I want you guys to write shit down on the tablecloth. I wanted to be part of this.
No, we're nearly at the end of the year. This episode comes out the 23rd of December, so it is almost Christmas time.
It is.
And then next episode is the episode right before the new year. So I thought it was a good time just to kind of start talking about...
Can I start first?
Sure.
Well, no, because I... Mystique. In between podcasts, I was peeing. And I was thinking to myself that I've never told you guys how much fun I have doing Matter. So... I have a lot of fun doing Matters. Thank you.
I think
you guys.
It's a little late, man.
Yeah, this conversation is about the end of Matters. You know?
Oh God,
it's not about the end of Matters, Matt.
No,
no, I'm drawing my little picture, and it's saying no. You think I'm kidding? I'm going to take a picture of it.
Was this established in the last episode that you have paper covering?
No, it does not. It was not. Table? We were no.
No, I'm sure my wife will be thrilled because I started writing on it first.
The altar of Matters. So it's kind of just for the listener. It's kind of like I don't know. It feels like. Do they do this at Macaroni Grill? They cover those.
But they're using crayons.
We got a real Macaroni Grill vibe going on down here. We're about to have a calamari appetizer.
Someone's about to sing for us.
Yeah, we're about to have some bruschetta.
And when you correct them on the pronunciation, they do not agree with you.
Bruschetta.
Yeah, bruschetta. That's not how you pronounce it. Oh,
okay, Giada.
It is.
get out of here, Giada. Jida, nobody cares.
Yeah, Macaroni Grill was actually the first place I ever went out with Guy.
Really?
Yep. That was before we went and saw Fellowship of the Ring, by the way.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that, but I remember I tapped my head with my beer bottle. I was like, I remember that.
It was one of the few events that I was there for.
Really? Yeah. It was. That was when Phil was dating Gene. And on the way home,
Gene.
Phil's car broke down, and he had to call his parents to come get him, and Gene yelled at him for his car breaking down, where Phil was like, what the fuck could I have done? I didn't know it was going to break down. If I would have known it was going to break down, I would have had it fixed. And then I was like, well, but Phil, you were kind of at fault, because Gene was cute. And he was just like, what the fuck? What does that even mean? Yeah, like, you know what it means, Phil. You know exactly what it means. Ipso fatso, you are wrong.
Ipso fatso. Oh, my Lord.
I use that one at work all the time. No one knows what it means. No, and then I tell them I was sniffing glue in the parking lot. And then they think, like, should I go to HR? And it's like, that's a Kingpin joke. God damn it.
2016.
Oh, yeah, this fucking sorry. Year. Sorry, everybody. I'm going to derail everything.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, assholes.
Go eat a dick.
Matt. Once again, I don't write angry missives at Matters Pod, but you just said Merry Christmas, asshole.
No, just, you know what? Just send them to me. Matt's always like sunshine and fucking rainbows coming out of a unicorn's ass. And I'm just like, screw you. I was trying to think of a group, but I thought of
Wizard's Sleeve.
Because I was going to, I thought of a group and then I was like, don't say the group's name.
Don't do that.
No.
No, Eric.
Yes.
You were going to say something probably
before it got derailed.
I was going to say, Matt Noss, you sounded like you actually had an agenda for this episode. Yeah. And then I will own saying Macaroni Grill. So go ahead.
Well, here we are in Matter Studio in our new digs, settling in and rocking out already. We are now we're like 2 months into year two of Matter.
Yeah.
We completed 100 episodes this year.
Holy.
That happened?
Holy shit.
Right. So we're like 113 episodes, I think this is, if my memory serves me right. And if it's not, you know what? Somebody will correct us. And that'll be just fine. But
if only there was some way for us to find out if we were telling the truth or Matt was off on his math by one or two.
He wasn't, but that's okay.
I don't even know.
I said 113. But I think it might be 114.
Oh God, Matt. Because 52.
Okay, right now, just say 12, 13, 14, 15, and then I'll just drop it in.
12, 13, 14, 15.
Oh, wait, you can separate channels. God damn it.
Well, he can't on this because we're recording everything to one master track.
Single well, track, baby. Well, then.
Single track editing.
Sorry, everybody. I ruined everything again.
I wish I knew how to do a USB to...
This is episode 114.
114.
Yes.
I was off completely. Oh, so this is episode 114.
Yeah.
Well, because you would have done 104
right.
in a year, because 52 times. Or two. God damn it. I think I've already made my point.
Welcome that no to one Mathers.
Oh, boy.
I'm not proud of that.
No. I enjoyed it, though.
It's not as bad as a joke I made in the car with Matt. So, no, my joke was bad.
But it was delightful. It was very sweet.
It was delightful.
There's only one way to find out.
Nope.
Nope.
Instead, I will try to think of another joke while you guys do...
while I try to plow this ham-fisted idea that I have.
Keep going, Matt. Keep going.
No, so it's just time to check in. That's all. That's all I wanted to do, babies. I just wanted to check in, see how's everybody doing. How can we make the matters better? This is a reach out to our fans. Our fans that have been listening for a long time. Mm-hmm. The fans who might say, I got a suggestion. Stop talking about comic books.
Janice.
Oh.
Well, no, because when we had Chad on, Chad also got a lot of static for all the comic book talk from his friends. But that will just bring us into our new comic book themed podcast. I don't have something clever. I don't have a clever name for that.
We'll figure it out.
But I was just saying, hey, where are we at? Because when we started, our first thing was that we were going to do a couple things that matter to us, and we were going to talk just about them. Mm-hmm. And we did that for about 3 months.
That sounds about right.
And then we added talking about what beer we were drinking. Mm-hmm. And we did that for about two eps.
Well, and then we did it just sprinkled through.
Yeah.
Because usually,
it's like a seasoning.
What had happened is Matt and I drank enough where we couldn't keep
track
of the beers that we had had that
what
night.
What had started happening was we started getting variety packs.
Yeah.
So we weren't always drinking the same thing from the beginning to the end of the episode.
Yeah, once we started going to Hollywood.
We got real Hollywood in this piece.
No, the Hollywood Market, dude. we would literally pick like beer by beer, or in Chad's case, cider by cider.
He can't take the beer. He doesn't enjoy the beer.
No, he can't. He can't take it.
Can't take it. Can't hack it. He doesn't listen.
Meanwhile, ouch. God. No, but like I also drink Star Cut ciders because they're really good. So they're delicious and they're made by Shorts,
which is unbelievable. I did not know that Shorts mm-hmm. made those until much later.
Oh heck yeah, man! They're delicious, and what I like about them is not too sweet. Kind of dry.
You need a dry one.
You do
because I've had sweet, some that like have been
scrumpies.
So sweet,
and then like J.K. Scrumpy's a headache. Fucking yeah, because that's when you get headaches, man, and like. Scrumpy's good and everything, but it's not Blake's and it's not Star Cut. It's way too sweet. Like, that's one of the reasons why I really like Blake's is that they
Blake's make, regular cider or Blake's hard apple cider?
I'm sorry, Blake's hard cider is that they take chances with their stuff. And they have the scale of like sweet to dry.
Oh shit!
And like all you have to do is look at the bottle to see if it's sweet or dry or somewhere
in between.
Within, yeah. And last year for New Year's, because my sister usually has the New Year's party for my family, I got like a dry hopped cider, and ooh. You know it was gonna be like champagne kind of. and I got it. And I had some, and I was like, oh, no, like, that's exactly what I expected from my dry hopped cider. It's good. And then I gave my aunt a little, and she was like, interesting, wouldn't pick it on my own. And then my dad had a little bit and was like, that's just terrible. That's my dad. Yep.
Right now, I'm going to draw the Ghostbusters logo, but everybody knows, if you don't know, I can't draw.
No, for a second, I thought you were drawing the logo for Crass.
So I'm drawing it.
Because it really does look more like Crass.
So I'm drawing
this logo. Oh, God, don't. That looks like Sloth wearing like a... What were the people, the safety keepers?
Oh, God.
The people, the kids that would walk you across the street.
The safety of patrol. Yeah, I was a member of safety patrol.
Triple A outfit.
Want to know what's great? I stole a safety patrol badge.
Oh, shit. I had a couple.
And I remember once or twice I walked across the street not at a crosswalk, where it was just like I played by my own rules. I watched Lethal Weapon. I know I am 10 years old, and just you have to deal with my authority as a 10-year-old with an orange sash.
You know, recently I was recalling something that I stole once as a child.
Oh, what is that?
Guys, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready for this, actually.
So on Facebook, there's a group called I'm from Novi, and I remember.
Oh, yeah. There's a Shelby Township one.
Yeah, okay. But I've never looked at it.
So something like that. Usually, every post is annoying to me. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, you see a teacher died or something, so that's
cool.
But someone was posting
something. You mean like last time?
Wait, what?
Last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like that person, sure. That Matt had talked about.
Oh, yeah, Leo Ickamus.
Yeah, Lee.
Oh.
I still haven't added that one. Oh, Leo?
Yes.
That's what I meant.
By the way, could you both check your phones right now? I think you have a really important message.
I'm like, no. You know what? I was going to do mine at the break because I can see that it blink. You know what? There. You hear that? You turned my phone and I... No, just keep looking at your phone. Nope, just keep looking at your phone, Barry White's love child. It's cool.
That's a whole other thing. So, okay. When I my sophomore year in high school, for some reason, the drum line for the Novi High School marching band.
Nerd.
Yep, absolutely. For some reason, we had...
At least there's a lot of flattering pictures of you in white suits.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Is that what we want to
Don't
say?
Don't do it.
Nerd!
There's a... You guys didn't look at that shit on last episode, did you?
No. Okay. And that's the truth. No.
Okay. They're out there, though. But anyway, so for some reason, around the early 90s, the Novi High School... marching band drumline had way too much access to a master key to Novi High School. And one weekend, we had like an extra rehearsal going on, and we broke off into sections. So myself and I think I won't name names, but the other tenor and or quad players,
I'm just sitting here judging you and Matt, was making fun of you just 10 seconds ago for checking your phone. And then I look at him and he's just like, do, 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 do. I turned my phone. You heard it. I turned my phone around.
Thank you,
Matt Noss.
Look, I am trying to send you an amazing picture of this Ghostbuster.
I can see it right now, though.
Okay. All right. Now I've got to turn my phone around and look at this beautiful picture.
Call me, I'm a ghost.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck did you guys smoke in the last episode?
Look, I tried the weed for the... No, I did not.
No.
So, the quads decided to... where we were going to break off and have
the quads are the drummers.
So, within the drum line, the... More correctly, it's called the tenor drums. So it's four pitched drums that are on a harness, right?
Yeah.
So
That one, has two, to be three. Heavy as fuck.
It is. I mean, but I started out playing second bass drum. So, and somewhere, if Tony Agusti is still listening, I think he ended up playing, I'm not sure which, I think he ended up playing second bass drum, the same bass drum that I played at Novi High School. Anyway, so the tenors decided to go onto the roof of First Auditorium to do our sectional. Nobody should be on the roof of this, because it's like a 5 or 6 story, where the backdrops go up, you know, over the stage, mm-hmm. like where you store all of those. That's like the tower of the auditorium, right? So
holy shit, okay.
There's this circular staircase that goes all the way up to the roof that is like covered in gravel and all that, you know, for the drainage. And we decided we were going to practice up there because we could get up there. And so we did. But on the way up there, somewhere in the catwalks of First Auditorium was the famed Taco Bell, which was stolen from the 10 Mile and Grand River Taco Bell.
That's not the real Taco Bell.
No, it was the, Matt, I ended up stealing the stolen Taco Bell from the catwalks of First Auditorium, and it sat in my mother's basement for about a decade. I eventually let it go, but it was made of fiberglass, the bell itself, and then the top, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I would call the top of that bell maybe a yoke. Anybody? I mean, that's what I would call it.
Right? Yeah, let's call it a yoke.
Oh, so the wooden yoke part...
This is getting really... This is a deep bell cut.
I'm just saying... I didn't steal the Taco Bell bell. I stole
the stolen Taco Bell bell. Two wrongs make a right?
Sure. I had it. That's my story. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
I was going to post it on the I'm from Novi, and I remember when. But I thought, what is the Statue of Limitations? I'll be safe saying it on Matters. No one will hear it.
Nope. Oh, man.
Ouch.
Apparently, this is a hurt Matters feelings day.
All I wanted to do was talk about Matters.
All he wanted to do was say nice stuff
about Matters.
And a certain person who got here late last week.
That was last week, Matt.
Mystique.
Anyway, Matt, let's talk about some nice stuff.
I got some feedback on Matters. Okay. I had some people listening.
Maybe you should have led with that.
Maybe he should have and didn't.
You know,
maybe I shouldn't.
If I could talk for longer than 30 fucking seconds.
Eric.
So is that your note? Is that your note?
Go ahead, so, Matt. Eric, how do you sound when you have a sore throat?
Now this is a thing, and I do that it's the thing.
Well, maybe.
We'll play that after the break. We'll play it after the break. Go ahead.
Which, by the way, we'll be back with more.
Boo.
Why are we there? I think we're there, right?
It was like 24 minutes.
That's perfect.
Oh, wait, no, because I had it going for a while. So 9:42.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll be back with more Matters after this.
I would have cut it there anyway.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Eric. I just want to let you know it is day 2 of my sore throat. Every time I wake up with a sore throat, day 2, my voice sounds like this. It's like Isaac Hayes, Barry White had a love child, and I am that boy. So if you need an outgoing message for your voicemail, I could do that. I'm really good at waking up children now. Hey, it's time to get out of bed. My kids were like, what? So, yeah, just let me know.
Hey, when did Mike Rowe get here?
It'll probably pass by noon today. So, you know.
This is a dirty job. Me.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Eric, welcome back to Matters.
Thanks, Matt.
Your voice, what's going on there?
I'm all better now.
What happened?
Oh, you heard. Day 2. It's like clockwork. Night 1, it hurts.
I was loading something from The Simpsons, and it did not pause when I wanted to. God damn you.
Night one, pain. Wake up next day. Okay, sore throat. Day two, always sound like that in the morning. Sounds the best.
I sound like the lead singer of the ancient band Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yeah.
I will do a very good waltz. Yeah. But I don't have to like even try. It's just regular talking voice.
Sure.
As low as the guy.
It makes no sense to me. Because I can't.
Which, you have to be more specific. What doesn't make sense? There's a lot of things. President Trump doesn't make sense, but it fucking happened. So
Boy. Yeah, we were driving here today, and I said to Maddie, I'm like, I get sad. I get sad now. I just think that President Trump is a real thing, and I get sad. Yeah. Get real sad about it.
And then I think I just punched random things. I
was
lampshade, steering wheel, squirrel.
We were driving, a car parked into this spot aggressively, and Matt just slammed on his brake, and it went, whoa!
Everybody just cool out! Little Upright Citizens Brigade for you.
Yeah, I love it.
I remember one time, this was probably 15 years ago, Matt actually got mad at me. And he actually was about to yell at me about something so inconsequential.
Usually that's the type of stuff I get upset about.
And Matt, I could tell Matt was mad about something. And, I forget exactly what you said. Were you just like, yeah, well, it's not like you would know. And I just look at Matt, and it was like, I can engage or I can defuse. Defuse. And I thought about the Upright Citizens Brigade with Fusilli Jesus.
The spaghetti Jesus?
Well, I'm sorry, spaghetti Jesus and then vomit Jesus and then fecal Jesus. Where Amy Poehler had the dishwasher in the back who threatened a guy with a knife.
Yes.
And it wasn't Matt Walsh, it was the other guy.
Matt Roberts? Ian Roberts.
Yeah. Where he was just like, everybody just cool out. And I did that to Matt, and he laughed so hard, he forgot what he was mad about. And then it was just like, ha-ha. I defused that because that could have caused a schism.
Schism, good word.
The great schism of 2000.
We've been on the verge of that schism.
God, man.
Jesus, man.
Hold on, I'm drawing a schism on the piece of paper on your on your table.
What, the macaroni grill?
Yes.
Oh boy, I got the runs. I heard somebody literally say got the trots the other day, and I was like, don't say that.
No. You know what? Whenever I think of the trots,
I think of Hot to Trot.
No, I think of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
Because I remember reading a description where it was a description of the movie, but it was like a really condensed review of the movie. And one of the I don't know, factoids in the review was that the famous scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where Indy shoots the guy with the sword was because he had a case of the trots. Where, if no one knows, there was a huge sequence planned.
Yes.
Where it was a bullwhip fight with the guy with the sword and stuff, where eventually Indy wins, but Harrison Ford had diarrhea and was really dehydrated, and it was fucking Egypt and it was hot as fuck, and he was just like it got to the sequence and it was just like he just pulled his gun out and goes boom. And the guy falls down. It was that's what we're doing.
That solidified how fucking cool Indiana Jones was, though.
Totally. Yeah. Also, just Harrison Ford, right? Just no, fuck it. I'm too dehydrated. I'm done with this.
I'll make this my what I'm really into. I've been going onto YouTube and kind of watching top 10 lists, because you can watch a bunch of top 10 lists. But that led me into a YouTube hole of actors, things actors do that you don't realize that they do in every movie.
Okay.
The one that I think everybody knows is that Tom Cruise runs in every movie.
Oh, he totally God does.
Damn right.
But there's another one, which is Tom Hanks pees.
Yes. Yes.
Tom Hanks peeing.
I gotta pee.
So he pees in, Forrest Gump. He pees in Apollo 13, and that's where he gets... He gets the venereal disease, or the clap.
Okay.
Because the fellow, remember, the fellow astronaut used the same tube that he used, and he had a VD.
Was it Bill Paxton?
No, it was...
Gary Sinise.
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. Shit,
for some reason, I thought it was Bill Paxton.
Yep. And then he gets peed on by the thing in Money Pit. I love the Money Pit.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, money Pit's Matt, like, Matt really does. Matt loves the Money
Pit. That's a family favorite. Like I can
when he gets stuck in that hole in the floor. That is pretty funny.
The last.
He's just like, don't you laugh at me, Fielding?
I'm not laughing.
Just my
if you could see Matt's face. It's red.
And then she pulls it and he falls through the floor. She's like, sorry, and he's on the floor and he's like, I love you. Or when the stair collapses and he's hanging on and Shelley Long is stepping on. I know that old fucking movie.
He does.
And when she steps on his fingers and she's making the bed and he goes, I'd help you, but somebody stepped on all my fingers. Oh my God.
Oh, I gotta revisit that. I watched the hell out of that in the 80s.
Thing is, the movie was a huge bomb.
It was a huge bomb, and it's a great,
it's funny.
In my mind, it's
funny.
A great movie.
It was a cable hit, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you know what? Were there a whole lot of movies to choose from in early cable? Nope.
That movie makes my mother howl. My mom laughs. To this day.
It's solid.
She laughed hard at that movie.
I remember, because it was, 86?
Yeah.
I remember, the reviews of the movie were not good.
And no.
I was fucking 9 years old, right? But when I watched the movie, I said, when Tom Cruise gets stuck in the floor, that's fucking funny as hell. Because, he's slowly sinking, and he's like, and then
and he's folding bills and making paper airplanes. Let's take Brad, Bopad.
Oh, shit.
My house is rubble, and I don't have the money to unrubble it. And I gave our last borrowed $10,000 to the Shirks. And I don't even know, and if they do come, I don't have enough to have them finish it. Then why'd you give them the money? Because they took it. I fucking love that movie.
That's a great
There's
flick.
A moment.
Anyone who owns a house... gets most of the jokes. Because, in the movie. Yeah.
There's a moment where he is being. So, if you've never seen the Money Pat.
It's about a little bit of butter.
Money Pat. It's about a corn cob.
A little pat of butter.
And Harrison Ford gets paid $30 to butter, right? It is.
But then he gets the trots.
Tom Hanks and Shelley Long have the trots, and they are
Tom Cruise runs through.
Tom Cruise runs through, and then Tom Hanks pees. Tom Hanks, Shelley Long, they're married, or about to be married. They are engaged. They buy a home that is too good to be true for the price, and indeed it is, because it starts falling apart the moment they get there.
Like I think as soon as they get there and they close the door falls off the hinges. Where it's like, oh hey, you just closed, right? Yep.
And this is a mansion. This is when you think of a Richie Rich mansion.
Yes,
this is the house that you think of,
but without the robot.
Yeah, so all my... No, Richie!
God, Rosie, you stink.
Rosie, yeah.
So there is a moment where it's nighttime, and then you see in the distance a VW Beetle with lights flashing on it. Like, every inch of the car is covered with halogen light bulbs. And you hear this song that's, I am a pizza, I am a pizza. Because the pizza delivery guy drops Tom Hanks off in front of the house. He's like, is this your home? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he gets out and he looks at it and there's like rubble everywhere. And he's like, ah, home, crap, home. And I'm delighted in that. Movie's fan-fucking-tastic.
Then he finds the fortune-telling machine.
Right.
And turns into an adult.
And then he
chops and then he, on the and floor. Then he feels Elizabeth Perkins' boobs. Is anyone else weirded out by that? Or she's just like, nope, I'm going to let this happen. I'm going to let this whole thing happen. And then, like, afterward, when he turns back into the kid and she looks at him and she's just like, I'm going to have to go on a list for this. Yeah. I'm not even a substitute teacher.
She casually waves and then thinks, I'm going to need some therapy.
I'm a molester is what I am. I'm a molester. Elizabeth Perkins, registered sex offender.
But the thing with Harrison Ford, the thing that they point out with Harrison Ford is that he always points. Oh. That he's a pointer.
Oh, that, totally.
That he has fuck you fingers. Fuck you fingers. That he's always like, yeah, get off my plane.
Exactly. I didn't kill my wife.
Get off my plane. I didn't kill him. Well, he doesn't really point when he says, I didn't kill my wife.
But he does point at certain points during that movie.
Oh, totally. In A New Hope, he points.
Oh, he points constantly.
Yeah. In Empire, in Jedi. Always points.
That's right. It's like,
do you even point?
I love you.
I know.
He just points at her. No?
I'm pretty sure he was about to be encased in kryptonite. But when you see him encased in kryptonite,
carbonite.
Fuck.
What was that the theme song to? Like the lottery.
Michigan lottery.
Thank you. God damn it.
Fucking Aggie Suddenly. We just turned to dust.
Sorry, Chad Gates' friend.
Oh, man.
Can we let Sonny Elliott show up? Oh, God. Milky the Clown was there?
Soupy Sales?
White Fang?
Hot Fudge.
Belle and Sebastian.
Mary. Very fun.
Goddamn everything we like. So,
the last one before I forget is... who played Rachel on Friends? That is
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. I did not notice this, and now I don't know how I cannot notice it every time I watch Friends.
Oh, God. No, I know what you're going to say. I've seen this.
She clears her throat nearly every time before she talks. Yeah, she does that. Yeah. She does a little before she talks.
Ross.
Yeah, constantly.
You know what? Watch Leprechaun. It'll
drive you nuts. Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, actually, watch Leprechaun. It'll drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible move.
Right.
Billy Barty!
No, it doesn't have Billy Barty. It's got...
Willow.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis?
Him. Warwick Davis.
That's
what we were waiting for you to get.
That's
that,
my
Eric.
Victory stance. I can only lift one arm.
I wish someone was here to take a picture of all of us, like... I was gonna say fisting, and I was like, that is not what's happening here.
Just an update on my physical therapy.
Yeah, how's your shoulder?
I would have raised both arms up in a V for victory. It was more of like a J.
It was a solid J.
So that's where I'm at.
Like our friend Jay Ren. A solid J. Thanks for listening.
Oh, no. So you got feedback.
I did get, I got a skosh of feedback.
Okay.
Yes, let's hear this.
Number one, they said the show was very enjoyable, which was super nice.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I got feedback that people really appreciate that we're now putting descriptions
the episodes. Great.
That it seems to be a very appreciated.
Yeah. Do they just talk about Batman? Fuck this.
Right. Exactly. They know which episodes to skip now.
Yeah.
Really made it
Rose
easy.
Rose talks about Batman the whole time. Nas tries to distract him and gets kicked in the stomach.
Oh, you've read our descriptions.
I have. I wrote them.
Oh, God.
I didn't. It was Eric. Yeah. No.
Did you see the description for the first Matt Penridge one, though?
I
was really proud of it.
What did you write?
I wrote, Matt Penridge joins Matt and Matt to discuss how to clean your shoes before entering a house, the best surface on which to engage in Greco-Roman wrestling, and a sheenless paint finish it, and sheenless paint finishes. No? Here, let me read it again. Matt Penridge joins Matt and Matt.
What a shameless paint finish.
Sorry. Matt Penridge joins Matt and Matt to discuss how to clean your shoes before entering a house,
yep.
The best surface on which to engage in Greco-Roman wrestling, and sheenless paint finishes.
That's not sheenless.
Sheenless. Without sheen. Nothing?
Why are you so proud of this?
Because all of those things are matte. Okay. So
oh god.
You clean your shoes going into a house on a welcome mat.
Oh god.
You engage in Greco-Roman wrestling on a wrestling mat. In a sheenless paint.
Is a matte finish. Jesus. Yeah, no, that was
it
good.
It wrote
Eric.
Itself, guys. It wrote itself.
I didn't get feed. I didn't get feedback on our puns.
You get what you pay for, guys. I'm just saying.
He's got you there.
No, and this will make you happy, Matt. I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, but I had, but I will mention it again. Somebody listened to a recent episode and goes,
I love this. I love this. I want to preface this by saying I love this. This when Matt told me, I laughed and I pointed at him. All I did was point at him.
Like Harrison Ford.
No, it was just like, ha! And that was it.
He did give me fuck you fingers.
Oh, no.
And that's why this is so awesome and great.
Because my coworker gave me the feedback. So it's the other guy's show, right?
Oh, man. It was.
For all these years, I've been eating shit sandwich.
It was worth it for that. Dear Matt's coworker, thank you.
Been eating a shit sandwich of it's your show, Matt Nas.
That's great.
Whatever Matt.
Hey. It's your show, Matt.
Oh, God. Well, not according to my friend who listens.
Oh, man. Dear anonymous friend, thank you. I owe you like an Amazon gift card. It's like $5, but it's like, you just let me know.
Just $5.
It might be more if you were to contact me over Twitter. I would verify it with Matt first, but... That's just.
But that was about it. I mean, people liked it. I mean, we got positive feedback.
I've gotten feedback from people at work, but it was mainly, you have a podcast?
I did.
And well, then like a few of them were like, oh no, like that was funny, but it trailed down. Or it's like, oh no, that was funny. Like, ooh. Oh no, that's.
Descending funny.
Thanks. Unless I like your shoes.
Well, I did have somebody give me the feedback of, oh, you're still doing that. Which cut me to the quick.
Was that also the person that thought it was my show?
Well, I said to somebody that I, you know, we did 100 episodes, and they're like, you're still doing that? Fine. Yeah, we are.
Still going strong.
Refresh that feed.
Yeah. Like,
if you haven't been paying attention, you can't get the first few episodes anymore.
Well,
I will say that the show has not turned into nothing but inside jokes.
Oh, no.
That's a good point. Yep.
You know, no, I mean, it hasn't.
because, you know, I listen to some pod, you know, I listen to my, I still listen to Comedy Bang Bang, but there are some times where I'm just like, if I would not have listened to the four episodes prior to this,
right,
involving these characters. So those four episodes are split off between 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
you know, when Andy Daly and Jason Mantzoukas are going at it again. This is like the last time they were on the show was 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you've got to remember from 6 months ago this bit.
Yeah.
And I do because I like the show, but it was like.
Speaking of bits.
What's that?
Kid bits, man.
Gary and Mac, we made a plea.
This is what I'm saying.
Wait, have we tried?
I don't even know if he's on Twitter.
I don't even know if he's still alive.
There's more than Twitter, guys.
Oh, wait, no. What, I think you checked months ago, and you were like, well, there's still a guy in Port Huron named Gary Ed Mag.
That's right. Oh, we should get on that.
You should get on.
Matters heads.
Listen, yo, call it out.
We can ask him about science and how he made a chair out of three baseball bats. That you have no idea how many riddles that will solve in my head. I've been sitting there for a very long time, like, so the one bat goes over the other, but how does the one,
yeah,
like, what,
it's rough. It's like trying to close a cardboard box with the lids,
you know, I get it because you sit there and you're like, well,
yeah, it's like a goddamn Escher painting. You're right.
Well, let's. Oh, that's it. I just wanted to share that feedback and that's talk cool. a little bit about the show. Oh my God, man! I said let's talk about matters, and your face drained of all happiness
and color.
And
because I stabbed myself in the finger last week, and now it's like the point where it got stabbed is like black.
Oh,
like there were flies buzzing around it earlier. I don't know.
A leech left with a full belly.
No,
like, that leech was like with a rucksack.
It started squiggling. I was like, is it a maggot? What's going on in there? That wasn't funny. I'm sorry.
What are you into this week,
that
Maddie?
Was just gross. That was a corpse joke. How about Christmas, man? How about that?
Yeah, man. Freddie Mercury, man.
No, seriously, I hear so many people.
Okay, that is an inside joke.
Thank you.
I hear so many people say man or just like the vowel in man or Matt wrong. And it makes me so mad. Or I have coworkers who like, were from Michigan, but then moved like out west and then came back and they'll say my name, Matt. And I want to slam things down on the table and be like, you know how to say that vowel. Say it. It is not ah. It is ah. You have to sound as annoying as possible. You have to speak
through your nose. Directly through those nostrils.
Matt. That's how you say it.
That's how you say my goddamn name. It's Matt Nath.
Don't ever tell me Matt ever again. Matt knows how mad that makes me. He can see my face. Other people are like, oh, like he's probably kidding. And like, I want to Pat Morita these beer bottles in front of me.
Pat Morita. Oh, Miss Miyagi, I didn't know you could do that.
Me neither. First time.
There we go. That's,
I also apparently that was like an Italian guy.
Mr. Luigi.
That was apparently some kind of Eastern European guy. Hey, no problem. I don't know.
Oh, Karate Kid would have been so much different if it was Mr. Miyagi was Eastern European.
Adidas track suits.
Yeah.
All the cars are Trans Ams.
He's got kind of curly hair. A beard that'll never go away even if he shaves.
We might be culturally insensitive right now.
Fuck them. They're white people. I don't care.
Oh, jeez. At Matters Pod. I've never written a missive before, but you have done it this time.
That was totally at Karate Dracula right there. Hey, white people.
Eric, what are you into? Wait,
it's at Matters Pod. One of five. Because they need more. Yeah.
I never write on the internet, but I took a chance on your podcast.
Dear Penthouse Forum.
I can't believe it would happen to me. There I was at the orphanage.
There I was at the laundromat.
My dishwasher broke, so I had to go get new dishes. What? So I went to the porcelain factory.
I had to go get more dish detergent. I'm more of a hustler guy.
Anyway, I jacked off into a fork. See you later.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You can get in contact with us.
No, I'm kidding, Eric.
No, it's,
your gift is your words.
You're just taking your name off this.
It's probably for the better. No, what I'm into, I can tell you what I will be into. As of recording today, I took the day off with my lovely wife, and we went Christmas shopping.
Ooh.
And we have one relative who, at least as of last year when we exchanged Christmas gifts, they were back off the wagon.
Yikes.
So we were looking. No. I mean that in the least sensitive way. We were looking for. Oh,
so they were actually like physically off of a wagon.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not calling them out like they're
like a drunk.
Like a drunk.
They're one of us.
But for like 1 year, they kind of threw us off. They threw us off because. Like, we went to go see them, and they weren't drinking. I was like, wait a second. What is going on? And then
that's where you leave early.
Last year, they were. So we're like, okay, we can get, you know, a gift basket. That would be a little more fun. So anyway, so today we were looking for contents for a gift basket for this particular relative. And so we're looking around different, like, kind of higher, not high-end, but higher-end liquor and or wine.
Sweet.
Stores to see if because this particular relative actually like once a year usually gets us a basket full of like really cool liquor.
I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna return the favor. So anyways, we went into this one liquor store on Woodward near Birmingham just to kind of set the scene. We walk in and like the whole front counter of this place was all these displays for like kind of high-end bourbon. So I was like, oh, we're in the right place for Deanne and I. So anyway, the guy starts talking about the Four Roses.
Single barrel.
Like he has a barrel. His store bought a barrel.
Nice.
He was telling how they got to sample 7 different barrels. And this is the one, and he's going, you know, he's talking all passionate about the barrel, and it's like, oh, that's so cool. I love it when, like, that happened to us when we went to Phoenix, and we went to the Taco Guild, and the manager there just started talking about
tacos. His
church, which was tequila, and he was all passionate about it. I was like, ooh, tequila. I want to get into tequila now. So
I thought it was just about tacos. I was like,
that too.
Wow.
But anyway,
I really love tacos.
The guy ended up really talking up this barrel that they bought, and that coupled with the fact that I had a friend of mine come over this weekend. He was talking about how like his limit for a bottle of liquor is $50.
Ooh, okay. There's a lot of good $50 and under.
Absolutely.
Liquors.
Absolutely. But when he said that, I thought, I've paid a little more than that before. Yeah. This was a little more and then some above that.
Yeah. That's like $150 to $2, I would say.
I didn't spend that much.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it was reasonable.
You got a deal, man.
Well, like a bottle of 15-year Pappy new is about $150 to $2, depending on where you are.
Deanne was looking at some website that was comparing another brand. It was like some other brand tied with Pappy.
Right. Well, and Buffalo Trace is the distillery for Pappy.
Okay.
Although Pappy is its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot. Pappy has the name.
Right.
They just got the fucking name. Like,
I'm just saying, I got a bottle of the Four Roses.
Single barrel,
which I haven't tried yet, but I can't wait. And then the other one was a bottle of 1792 Reserve.
I have some of that. That's nice.
Yeah. So I can't wait to try that too, because I'm almost to the end of my latest bottle of Woodford, which is kind of my jam. And so I'm about to be into that.
I like it.
I've been trying.
And we chalked it up to our anniversary. So there you go.
No, nice.
Which is 5 days before Christmas. You do the math. All right.
Cool. Nicely done. You're 2 days after us.
I'm still doing the math in my head. I'm still. Fuck, man. I don't know. Whatever.
Matt, what are you into?
Oh, I was into the YouTube thing.
That's it? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember?
I mean, you could have another one.
That's what he was into.
And Matt was into
frowning, I guess.
Oh my god!
No, I heard you guys had like really cool stuff, and it was just like
I told you at the beginning.
I was just like, I have so much fun doing this. And then you guys were like stuff. No, really, I've been trying to scam people at work to buy me a 15-year Glenfiddich or a Glenlivet, and I had some biters.
You mean the Glenlivet?
Whatever, shut up.
I know.
I just want free shit.
I just saw a poster today and I was like, that's a little pretentious. That's like if it has
like Glen in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Ohio.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If it's got Glen in front of it and it's 12 year or 15 year, I'm gonna stop right there because if it's Scotch, but yeah, no, I don't think I ever talked about this on the show or not, but the bar that I happen to frequent, usually on Saturdays when my friend Audie's working, they have a decent selection. And this particular night, Mr. Saito, who promoted me a couple times,
yeah,
who was a big deal in judo and whatnot, he was there and he was with Marty Malloy's coach. Marty Malloy is one of the Olympic competitors for judo. And she was, Mr. Saito was there with Shintaro, her coach. And Mr. Saito, I bought a round of scotch, and then Mr. Saito was like, no, no, no. Like, that's okay, but like, and then he bought like a couple more rounds where it was like, no, that is good. Yeah. That's good stuff right there. I will take that.
Speaking of Olympic judo, what surface would you do that on?
You would do it on tatami, smart guy.
Oh, okay.
Thought you had me, but you did not.
My understanding is that's a kind of mat.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, please know that I have fun doing matters with you as well. Please know that.
Too late.
Too late. Well, I guess
it's not too late for Eric.
Oh, good. Guess what?
What?
No, it is. It's too late for both of you. I'm sorry, guys. This is where I tell you.
This is the last episode. Oh, these shoes are falling apart, guys.
Oh, my God, oh, you ain't Matt. Lying. Do you need a new pair of shoes for Christmas? Jesus.
So. Those are slippers.
They're house shoes, Eric.
I don't know.
Guys, you can get in contact with us at Matters Pod. I am at Matt Noss on Twitter. Eric...
At Eric Hankey's.
No.
Exactly how it sounds.
No.
Except it's not.
Not at all.
And Maddie.
Oh, Jesus. At Karate Dracula on stuff, and then Underwater Matt at other stuff.
Love
but
it.
But if it's like, if you look up Underwater Matt and it's like weirder than you expected, probably not me. Because I don't even know what my own name is. Could mean. I picked that like years ago.
It's somebody who's really into oxygen deprivation.
Well, technically that would also meet me because I've been unconscious so many times. So,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
real real letdown of an ending here.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
God damn it.
We'll talk to you later. We'll see you on the next episode of
Matters
the Crown.
'Em is Matt, and that's all that matters.
It was a good try.
It was a solid try.